My dear friends in Christ, there are many different thoughts that we could take from today's epistle and gospel to meditate on. But I believe that it's God's will for us today to meditate on the aspect of our salvation, the salvation of our souls. After all, isn't that why we are here? We are here to save our souls. Now, how is this done? We just come to church? Is that the only way? Is that the only thing that's necessary for us to save our souls? If that is what we believe, then we are wasting our time just coming to church. There are people who hold up the Bible in their hand and say, "Listen, I have the Word of God." And because I have the Word, I can save my soul. Is that really true? If you own a Bible, your soul is saved? That is why St. James in today's epistle says the engrafted word must be received with meekness. What is meekness? Meekness takes humility. Humility takes knowledge of self. Knowledge of self means that we know we have a fallen human nature, that we are creatures, and that we were made for one purpose that's beside ourselves and our feelings and our wants. We're made for a greater purpose. So how does this work? Through the course of history, man has tried over and over again to grab on to the good Lord in their own way. And whenever man tries to do this, man fails. To receive that which he needs. There is only one way, and it's the good Lord way. It's the good Lord's way. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no change or alteration. There's one way, one truth, one life. If we are wanting to have a part with that truth, we must go that way. We must seek that life. So what is this engrafted word? Well, we need to go to the very beginning of St. John's Gospel. This is chapter 16. We need to go to chapter 1. Chapter 1 is the Gospel that we read at the very end of each Mass. After the priest gives the blessing, he goes to the side and he says what we call the last gospel. Actually, the last gospel is the first chapter of St. John. And there he talks about the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. He makes a distinction of the Word from John the Precursor. He was not the Word, but he came to bear witness. The Word was the light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not comprehend it. You know, this is an interesting notion. Light and darkness. How well St. John paints the picture. I remember giving a class on this one time, and I told them, bring light into a room of darkness. What happens to the darkness? It dissipates, it disappears, it runs away. But it runs away in a flash. go in a totally dark room and light a match, and already it just disintegrates. The darkness disintegrates. What is this darkness St. John talks about? This darkness is what we see in the world all around us. It's our fallen human nature. It's the ways of the world. It's the tricks and traps of the devil. We are fools if we don't pay attention to the words of our Lord when he says, I will send him, who? The Holy Ghost. And when he comes, he will convict the world of sin, of justice, and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Here's where we stop and ask ourselves, okay, do I believe in him? Do I believe in him in the full definition of who he is? Not just in word. Remember what our Lord says. Not he who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. We must accept him. He must become a part of our life, not just a part of our week on one Sunday morning, an hour out of the week. We must walk with God. God must walk with us. Of sin because they do not believe. Anybody that really doesn't believe that Jesus is the Christ. That God is our Father. That we're meant to have an intimate relationship with God through the Holy Spirit. These are men who abide in sin. Of justice because I go to the Father, and you will see me no more. Christ did not come to be here with us, men. But he came to fulfill a different mission. Just like we told you, going through Lent is not about getting to Good Friday. Going through Lent is about getting through Good Friday so that we can get to Easter, so that Christ can rise within us. But Easter isn't the end of the story either. The mission of Christ must be fulfilled in us. He came to bring the advocate. What is this whole mystery, the advocate, the paraclete? It shows us our true purpose, our true importance. We are meant to share the life of God. Let's go back to the first chapter of St. John. He was in the world. The world was made by him. The world knew him not. Sounds like the world we live in. Do a test. Go out in the world this week and ask somebody to explain to you who Christ is. Ask him if they know Christ. That night when he was betrayed, Judas coming with the band, some say about 100, some say about 1,000 men came to arrest Christ. And Christ approached them. Judas, having kissed the master, betrayed him with a kiss. Christ asked them, whom do you seek? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. A very interesting thing occurs if you pay attention to Scripture. It says, and they all fell back. A power went out from Christ. I want to demonstrate, you aren't seeking me the right way. You're seeking me for your ways. It's a good remembrance for us when we come up here to receive our Lord and Holy Communion. If you think that just coming to receive our Lord and Holy Communion is sufficient enough for salvation, it's not true. Satanists have come up to the communion rail to receive our Lord. It is important for us when we come up to receive our Lord to make sure that we receive Him in our hearts and we are open to accept what He comes to bring to us. What does He come to bring to us? The life of God. The Holy Spirit, my dear friends in Christ, is the love personified that exists between the Father and the Son. This is what we have an ability an opportunity to have a part with if we want. But it doesn't happen our way. End of judgment, because the prince of this world has already been judged. Yes, the prince of this world has been judged. He's a damned angel called Lucifer. And he has his hour in the world now. And his tricks and traps are out there in abundance. They're on the internet, they're in the music, they're into entertainment, they're in the movies, they're all around. This is the battle that we are in. Let us not fool ourselves. We, if we don't pay attention to this, will become victims of this battle. And we will lose that opportunity that we have to be a part with Christ, to be a true son of the Heavenly Father, to abide in the Spirit of God in love. This is where we have to make the distinction of that charity, that love. It is not a fluffy, feel-good, daisy-picking type love. It is a love that most of the time is proved in all toughness of dedication and perseverance. We have to, St. Paul says, fight the good fight, keep the course, keep the faith. We have to make sure that Christ is in our vision, Christ is in our day, that we allow Christ to work within us and to help us abide in the love of God. But that darkness that we've talked about, that's the darkness we are talking about, the prince of this world and his darkness. If we have a part of that darkness, we can't have a part with that life. It's an impossibility. Yes, I love God, but... And we hold on to all these other things? No, it doesn't work. We have to let go of these other things. You have to let go of the angers. You have to let go of the contentions. You have to let go of the impurities. You have to let go of all those things that we hold on to. And not justify the devil out of his hell or God out of his heaven. Otherwise, we've cheated ourselves. This is why our Lord says, "Is it expedient that I go?" Let's go back to the Gospel of St. John. St. John, he expounds on this mystery. When he states, "But to as many as receive him, he gives them the power to become sons of God. To those who believe in his name, who are born not of blood," it doesn't have anything to do with your blood type. Doesn't matter if you're Spanish, German, Greek, Jewish, doesn't matter. "Nor the will of flesh, It doesn't matter how much you give to yourself and your pleasures, how much you've experienced, or where have you been, or what you've seen. It doesn't matter. Nor the will of man. It doesn't matter what men think. It matters what God thinks. That's why it says, but three words. But of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. Now we go to today's gospel. It is expedient that I go. If it was Christ's mission to dwell among us like he walked with the apostles for those 33 years, or those 40 days after the resurrection, he would still be doing it. That wasn't his mission. His mission was to give us an opportunity, first, to die for our sins, to become our Savior, and in becoming our Savior, to give us an opportunity to become one with God. That's why he says, no one goes to the Father but by me. We let Christ into our hearts, having let go of all walks of sin. This must be our focus, must be our prayer, be our want. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.